This is episode number 71 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of April 6th, 2009. It's time for me to walk. Coming up on today's show, this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we talk about cloud gaming and whether or not it's going to catch on. Follow that up with new releases, listener email, and the collaborative question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 71.
Chris, right? You're back! 71.
I am back!
Yes.
How about that shit?
This is the first time it's been like the three of us in a while.
I know. We're back to normal for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, something happened in the last one. I don't know what happened. That was weird.
Yeah. We got like invaded or something. I'm not sure how. I know.
Made that substitute teacher.
Tied up.
You know, I go away for the week and you guys just let the show get taken over. I don't know how the fuck this shit happens, man. I don't know if you guys heard that, but Crystal said at least it was a sexy invasion. Anyway, my name is Chris, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
Hey.
I clicked my mute button there. My accidentals.
All right, and we are actually back to normal this week, and I'm very happy that we're back to normal this week.
It feels good.
It does. It does feel good. Jason, speaking of feeling good, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a couple drinks in me, so
good.
I'm happy. But otherwise in good spirits. A little tired, staying up too late, working on stuff, whatever.
You're always so busy, Jason.
Extremely busy, yes. I do that so I don't cry myself to sleep at night.
And why would you do that?
Because it's a long story. Anyway, let's move on.
All right, moving on.
You can't tease everyone with that.
I'm manic depressive.
It's probably because you don't get any sleep.
Could be.
Could be the Street Fighter. Could be.
It's the only thing that makes me happy. Don't take that away.
take away his only vice.
Yeah, his only vice.
Yeah.
Right. His only vice, right. Jeff, how about you, man?
Good. Today I'm having a much better day than yesterday. Yesterday was like the day from hell. And that's done and over with, so today was just better. And that's about it. No visitors this week, though, which is kind of depressing. Like, no one's
in your closet?
Visit from like out of town. No one's
in
my
closet.
Yeah,
you might want to check the closet just to make sure.
Should I? I think we should check out the closet, because are we going to pull out a surprise here? We might have a little bit of a surprise. Ah, no surprise.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing today.
No one's in the closet. There is a pillow, some shirts.
Oh, the pillow can be on the show. That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, might have more personality than some of our other guests.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know if that could be directed to anybody, but we can cut that out because that just sounds
really dumb.
No, we can't. We ain't cutting that shit out. No, we love all of.
But yeah, I know I'm doing good. We do.
Cool.
I was going to say it about one of the hosts, but then I was like, oh, I can't do that.
Well, we all suck anyway, so.
Exactly.
Cool. I am married. How about that shit?
Oh, my God. That's right.
How do you feel?
That's why you were away.
Why I was away. I was in Canada.
Yes.
And it was grand. We went to like 7 different wineries. We drank a lot of wine. We hung out with Jeff and Tanya and Tom. Tom was there, too. We went to Buffalo and hung out with some of Crystal's friends and, again, with Tom. So, we had a pretty packed week in Canada, and it was a lot of fun. Got some really nice pictures and just had a really, really great time. So,
cool.
Yeah, man. It was good stuff.
I want to
see a moose, though.
No, there was no moose.
Not a real
No
one.
Mooses.
Mooses.
But I did want to comment on something that was I heard when I was listening to episode 70 take one.
Okay.
Okay, what do we do?
Jason was talking about our DJ.
Ah,
and
sorry.
And our DJ did suck.
Okay.
It was really bad. And I've got to call into the company because I'm going to complain my ass off and try and get some of my money back because we paid $600 and dude was not worth that at all.
Fuck that shit.
I could have been up there. I think we did a better job with the iPod later on.
That is something that I wanted to make sure that I said. I need to give Jason and Lisa props because they definitely saved the end of the day for us.
That was all. It was all Lisa, by the way.
Was it?
Well, oh, yeah.
Either way,
I was there to hold you guys back while I was getting set up. Anyway, go
ahead. That's what you were doing. That's why you wanted us to come on the video.
Mostly.
Well, Jason did, and Lisa did the video guest book for us, and Jason was doing videography as well. But besides all of that, at the end of the night, right before Crystal and I were going to take off, we were going to do our last dance, and the last dance was supposed to be to our song, which is Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Great song. Fairly common as well.
Very common wedding song.
Yeah.
You would think that they would always have that. The DJ didn't fucking have it. Even though on the little song list that they have, we circled it like 3 times and put stars next to it and said, you better have this fucking song. He didn't have it. And all of the mistakes that he made, you know, all the other shit, I was like, you know what? I don't care. Either way, I'm still married. Everyone's having a great time. You know, my friends are having a great time. My family's having a great time. Everyone's getting along. I'm not going to let anything ruin this day. I don't care if he fucks up. It doesn't matter. So all the ceremony fuck-ups, fuck up. I don't care. The fact that he played shit that we didn't want him to play, I don't care. Then he didn't have that song, and it was, I mean, that was the last straw on the camel's back, right? So
yeah,
I was pissed.
Yeah.
And Jason knew it. Jason could tell, and so could Lisa. And Lisa apparently ran outside while Jason was keeping Crystal and I distracted and pulled up her car, plugged in the iPod, opened all the doors on the car, and played In Your Eyes full blast in the parking lot.
As they walked out to, you know, saying goodbye to everyone and stuff, so.
Yeah, it was.
And then they danced, like, right by the car.
Yeah, then we danced in the parking lot right next to the car. As much as I am pissed that the DJ fucked up so much, I'm actually glad that he did, because we wouldn't have gotten that moment.
Yeah.
If he didn't fuck up, because Jason and Lisa both, I mean, they came through and they saved the day, so it was great. And thank you, Jason. Thank you, Lisa. I very much appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
So
that's how we do.
So
that's how we roll, foo.
Yeah.
But it was great. It got Crystal very emotional, you know, and she actually started crying, which is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So good job, guys.
I was crying too, but I bawled like a baby at any given moment.
Drop of a hat. You're tearing up.
I am right now, kind of. A little bit.
Cool.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, enough about that. Let's jump in. Jason, what is distracting you this week?
Oh, shit. All right, so...
Please tell me that's something besides Street Fighter. I mean, you can say Street Fighter, but there's got to be something else. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I downloaded some stuff.
All right, cool.
Street Fighter 3.
Oh, I'm really hoping that you downloaded something that I wanted you to download.
Burn Continue. Zombie Burn?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh my god, I totally did.
Oh, how is it? How is it?
The install went great. It was over pretty quick.
Wow.
And then I got to the title screen. That was wonderful. And then I got into like the first training mission, and something distracted me. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I quickly realized that it's not a twin stick shooter. And that's like a huge turnoff for me, and I was really disappointed by that. So maybe that's why I was so easily distracted. But that was just a few days ago. So I will come back to it. I mean, it still looks like my
What type of game is it?
It looks like it should be a twin stick shooter, you know? Just picture Super Stardust with, you know, zombies and...
Isn't it like a Crash TV type game?
Yeah.
Where it's like overhead and you're running around...
Exactly, but it's not twin stick. Yeah, you've got to aim and move with your left stick. So, and you can hit some of the shoulder buttons to strafe or, you know, whatnot, but it's just not the same.
Okay.
I mean, the main dude is real cool. You know, he's got that whole Bruce Campbell. I think his name is Bruce. But
nice.
Yeah, lots of throwbacks. Lots of zombie fan service. But I don't know if the gameplay's up there. It looks fun. I have to spend more time with it. So
all right.
Don't quote me on it.
That's the first game that came from that the PS3 thing they announced at GDC. The PS3, what's it called? Pub Fund. Do you guys read about that?
Pub Fund?
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's Pub Fund. It's basically like developers, if they want, they can donate money to like independent developers. And the catch is, if they use this money, like these independent developers, they have to keep their game on PS3. They can't put it on 360, like Xbox Live Arcade or anything like that.
Oh, interesting.
But what they get back is they definitely get back more money depending on how much like it's downloaded and stuff like that. And basically they kind of get money back in return, I guess, for making the game for the PS3. So that's kind of cool.
Interesting.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Good deal. Let's see. Aside from that, I downloaded Worms and I played a few minutes of that. Jesus Christ, I'm terrible. If you guys want to fire me, it's cool.
Okay, why? Okay, I want to get is it the same one that came out on Xbox Live like 2 years ago? Or, like,
from what I can tell, it's the exact
and it's 12
same.
Bucks.
From what I can tell, yeah, and it's $12. So I'm like, I felt a little cheated. I felt a little cheated. Because, you know, I've had Worms on the 360 for I don't know how long, so it's like, oh boy. But I don't know, people are just, you know, they're still getting into it. That's probably because they don't have it on the 360. But,
well, yeah. I messaged Glenn, I saw him playing, and I was like, Worms?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dude, like, wasn't that like years ago? He's like, oh, just come out on PS3 today, and like $12, and then he's like, but it has the holy hand grenade. I'm like, oh, shit, that's worth it. It's got the holy hand grenade.
Well, that is pretty
let me go
cool,
download
though.
Again right now.
Does it count down like 1, 2, 5? That would make it worth it.
I think it's got like the exploding sheep and stuff too.
Nice.
Worms is a really, 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 really fun game, and I've spent hours with it. But I mean, that was then, and just like nothing new. So, little disappointed. Played a little Street Fighter.
How's your stick doing? How's your buttons?
Oh, not for right. Fuck's sake, man. Jesus Christ.
Gate, so, the gate okay?
Oh, God. Jeff,
what did I miss?
It's the only time I'm going to have to gloat. I know it, so I'm taking advantage of it.
I guess so. Do it while you can, I guess. So.
Did you guys play each other?
We actually connected, actually, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I was all happy and shit. But like probably like 5-10 minutes beforehand, I swapped out sticks because I was going to move the consoles or what. I don't remember what the fuck I was going to do. But I swapped out sticks, and you know, I've got a hacked controller in one, and like one's an official one. Either way, the buttons weren't mapped.
The button layout gets screwed out, yeah.
And I had a different gate in there, so I had like a square gate in there instead of my octagonal one. So I can't do fireball motions as well. But anyway, but I'm just like, ah, fuck it. You know, we're just playing for fun, right? So Jeff beats me that first game, and I sent him a message, and I'm like, OMG, you are so powerful. And what I didn't know
at that point,
is,
I'm like, dick.
What I didn't know is, like, Jeff is taking this as, like, serious business.
Well, that's serious business.
Fuck.
I'm taking it as,
Jason.
Like, I'm going to try my best. I want
you
to try
like
your best.
He's, like, keeping track of rounds and stuff and all this, and I'm just like, la-di-da. But yeah, I think he beat me, like, I went for, like, 4 games before I'm just like, fuck this. I can't do this anymore. So, but we will try again. And if you want serious Jason, you will have serious Jason.
Well, I definitely want serious Jason because that's a better way to gauge like what I need to work on. If you're going to be pulling punches and not playing your best or whatever,
well,
that's not helping me at all.
What if I'm just like totally beasting all over you? Just theoretically here.
Oh, theoretically, you know? Then back the fuck up for a bit, so at least I can
see
something.
See,
or we use voice chat.
Either you want it or you don't. What the fuck is it, Chorney?
I want it, but with voice chat, so at least we can talk through shit. There you go.
All right. Whatever you want, man.
But until then, I beat you 3-1.
Oh, my God.
And the one lost, I would pick Abel because for some reason I thought it was the second player and I thought it was on Ryu. And I was sending out messages on PSN and it picked. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, that is worse
anyway.
Than my excuse.
And then it's Abel. I'm like, oh, shit, I've used Abel 3 times. But, yeah. Just saying.
Anyway, yeah. So,
don't worry. I know it's not going to end, so I just have to get it out of my system now.
Scrub Sport is in full effect. We're recording on Thursday. We don't have all of the results as of yet. But, yeah, very successful. We've had quite a few people actually sweep all of their matches, get a full 10 points over their 2 fights.
Which worries the shit out of me, to be honest with you.
I don't worry about it.
I don't know, because you're still picking up points, though. You know, like, you know... some people are, you know, they're not splitting them evenly or anything like that, but you know, I mean, they're still getting points. It's not like they're getting zero every time. So
I'm setting up my matches for Saturday. I've actually already heard back from both of the guys that I'm playing this week, and just because this week's been so hectic, Saturday is going to work best for me. So they've agreed to do that. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, that's why we set it up for like a week. Long, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, granted,
a
lot of people actually got their matches done like that first day. They're like, okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are probably really excited.
Well,
about
I did
it,
right when freaking I saw the grid go up. I'm like, well, I'll start tomorrow. But both people I'm supposed to play today are online, so I might as well play them.
Yeah, no doubt.
And got them out, but now it just felt like this whole week took forever. It's like, oh, let's get on to the next week so I can get my other matches in. But
you know, that's the trade-off, man. It's like, you know, we wanted this big league and we wanted to play with lots of people, but we know that scheduling is going to be an issue. So we got to kind of open up the window a little bit to accommodate for Chris.
It's all my fault. Yeah. You can blame me. It's fine.
You had to go and get married and shit.
Yeah, I know. Like, totally I made things so inconvenient for everybody.
God.
It's all my fault.
And he's got to, like, train and stuff, too. I'm telling you, man, Rufus should be your boy.
We'll give it a shot tomorrow.
Cool. All right.
I'm open to suggestions.
Good. So. I like this.
Yeah, I don't think there's any Rufus players.
I still like Abel, and I still want to try and mess with him a bit, but, you know, I've seen some of the shit that Rufus can do, and
yeah.
Besides the fact that he defies every fucking law of physics I know.
Well, if you just look at him like Jell-O, then it makes a little more sense. Like a big bag of Jell-O. Seriously.
Oh, my God. You know?
That moves like
then
a
it's
cheetah.
Like, oh, that makes I can see that happening now. Okay. All right. Cool. But I think you'd be pretty successful with Rufus.
I'll give him a shot.
Because you're frustrated with the Abel. He's not doing what you want.
Yeah, frustration is not good. Because then, yeah.
You're not learning anything. All right.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man. I got Street Fighter. I got a couple games that I downloaded and played for a few minutes. And yeah. Go ahead and fire me.
Yeah,
no,
next
it's
week.
Cool. You're our resident Street Fighter at 4 guy. Oh, wait. No, so is Jeff. Jeff, what's distracting you?
Jeff, you want to do that Street Fighter podcast or
yeah,
what?
You want to? Just a little side project?
Yeah, we can get like, you know, Cade and Chris together. They can do their thing and then Street Fighter.
They can do their PSU podcast with yeah. Street Fighter.
Too late. Oh, wait. You didn't hear that from me.
No. Yeah, played a lot of Street Fighter. Like I said, finally happy to get together with Jason, but want some semi-serious matches with coaching. And I've been playing other random people from VGEvo, and happy that the league finally started. Not finally. Actually, we got it up pretty quick, actually. Probably about like a week or 2 weeks or something like that. It's pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Really hoping people stick with it.
Yeah, it's going to be long, so I'm with you. I hope people stay interested long enough to finish it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they better, or they're going to find out what happened to Pobe.
Uh-oh.
No. Nothing really happened to him. He couldn't make it for the playoffs, so we had to replace him. So, anyway.
He's been banned.
And Pobe,
what happens to his matches? Because he played his matches already.
He only played one match, or two matches.
Yeah, he played two matches, so we're going to have those guys, you know, who he played against, play against, mm-hmm. you know, then I think Eddie.
Eddie, so. Yeah.
Okay,
they'll,
cool.
They'll get it worked down.
Yep. And Pope, if you're listening, don't take that as an insult or like whatever. The fact that we said if you're not going to be here for playoffs means that we actually considered you might actually make the playoffs, and that's when it's going to screw everything up. So,
if you want in on a dirty little secret, a dark little secret, Jeff actually picked you as the dark horse for making it into the playoffs.
Yeah, he didn't pick me to make it at all, so don't feel
bad. I didn't do a top 16. I think I might have a new dark horse now, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look out for Silent Hitoshura. I always say Hitoshura.
He's not a dark horse. He's a front runner, man. I'm telling you.
He's a front runner now, but he was a dark horse. When we first got this thing together, he was
you
new
hadn't
to
VGEvo. I knew from day one that dude was solid. Very, very good.
Yeah. All right. Then I can't choose him as a dark horse. Then.
Nope.
All right. Fine. I'll look for another one.
Pick Chris. I'm going to train him with Rufus, even though I've never really used Rufus. He's easy mode, though.
Enough Street Fighter. Getting people stop talking about Street Fighter.
Fuck you.
I'll talk about iPhone games instead. How about that?
Hey.
Oh, damn it.
Way more interesting.
I guess there had to be at least one indus person with an iPhone.
There's two of us now, isn't there?
Are you really going to talk about iPhone games?
No.
No, you can. I need another drink. It's cool.
We won't. There's a couple of good ones I download, but they really can't. I was just going to mention Wolfenstein 3D. And don't bother. I heard someone told me it was free when I went to download. It was actually like $5, and I hate the controls on it. It feels really weird controlling that kind of thing on an iPhone. So, meh. I don't know. I've gotten some PMs when a friend of mine I went to school with, Steel Prime, he suggested it, but I was like, I don't know, because the iPhone stuff, hard to recommend something to download with that kind of thing, and people get pissed off or whatever. So, but do download First Contact.
Cool.
That's fun.
That game is being released for Android as well. Is that correct?
First Contact?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Cool. Then I'll check it out.
Yes. Hawks. Played some Hawks. Playing some Hawks. Finally opened Hawks. I like it. I wanted something different. It's good to play like a mission here or there. And at first when I played the demo, I was kind of iffy on the whole. They had this... what's it called? Basically, this other view where you can go into instead of being in cockpit or third person or whatever, you go in and it's kind of like a quarter, I don't know, quarter top down view, but not really, kind of 3D. And it looks really ridiculous, like how to control the plane. It looks like how someone controlling this, but it actually works pretty good and it's pretty intuitive. I like that view a lot now, and that I've been playing through it. It feels more like an arcade shooter that way, and it just looks really pretty in that mode, and I've kind of grown to like it. The missions so far are a little bit repetitive. It's still the same, like, all right, kill the fighters. Oh, now there's boats coming in. You know, defend the shore. Then, oh, there's tanks coming in the city. You go bomb the tanks and that kind of thing. And it is kind of cool because they tie into the storylines of, like, Ghost Recon and I believe Rainbow Six. And there's another one, too. It's pretty cool. Brent did give it a shot. What else have I been playing? I could swear there's something else. You guys see me playing anything else? Peggle.
I love that you're playing so much Peggle.
Peggle.
Tanya
plays a lot of it, but then when she hands the control over to me, when she's like, all right, well, I'm going to bed, I usually play a couple games before I pop something else in. Yeah, that's really it, man. Just basically Hawks, Street Fighter, Peggle. Yep. That's
exciting.
Pretty much it, right. Yeah. I'm pretty bored. Not bored, but boring. Weak to other people who don't want to listen to this.
I'm bored. Street Fighter's boring.
No, Street Fighter's not boring. But we've had people tell us, yeah, you talk too much about Street Fighter. So, for cool. Those three of you who don't like it.
For the marquee.
There's five listeners who listen to this, so hey.
Shit. All right, cool. Well, I've been out for 2 weeks, but not much has changed. So, while we were away, we played a shit ton of Phantasy Star, of course, because Crystal got her PSP.
Yeah!
And she also got
a wedding gift.
Star.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a wedding gift.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a wedding gift. It was on our registry, and it got picked up. Actually, we got two, and we had to return one. So, yeah, so we've been playing a lot of that. And let's see, I played some Street Fighter with Jason yesterday, and hopefully going to do some more Street Fighter tomorrow. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, while we were in Toronto, played a little Street Fighter with Tom and Jeff. And then,
oh, yeah, we did play a little Street Fighter.
Yeah, just a little bit, not much. We played maybe like, it couldn't have been more than like a dozen matches or so. But, and then while we were in Buffalo at Tom's place, we played some Rock Band. Dude, Tom's wife, she is good at drums.
Oh, nice.
She is she plays on hard, and I was impressed. She was doing really, really well. She's nice. Better than me, that's for sure. So.
Is that saying much, or I don't know?
I play on hard. I play just about all the songs
I know,
on hard.
I'm kidding. I'm just busting your balls.
Fucker. Fucking Jeff.
That's what I'm here for.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I haven't played anything new. I really want to give Burn Zombie Burn a try. And
we can check it out tomorrow if you want.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm also I'm gonna end up probably picking up the Pearl Jam CD over the weekend for Rock Band.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did download. I downloaded a Burnout Paradise. That's what I downloaded.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I
only for $20. How can you beat that shit?
Yeah, exactly. I actually ended up buying the $30 one that comes with, like, the party pack and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, good.
But so far I know I kind of poo-pooed it when it was the demo and I didn't like the whole open world thing, but I played it only for about 15-20 minutes because I had to go, but I think I might get into it. I really want to check it. If you guys don't have it or do have it, we have to jump online because I want to try that thing online. I think it would be really fun.
Yeah, I have it, so we can play.
You know, and for as much as, you know, we gave the whole party thing, you know, kind of, we threw our noses up in the air towards it, it's not that bad. It's kind of fun, actually. I played it when I was up in Wisconsin with Scott and Sarah.
Oh, really?
And, it was just all four of us passed the controller back and forth. You know, we each had, you know, there was one challenge for, you know, each round and just competed, you know, for
so what is it like?
Or
they have a challenge and everybody gets a chance to do the challenge and whoever gets the best score or something?
Yeah, exactly. And it's very, very casual. There's not like, it's not like tallying crazy amounts of points or anything. Everybody's got a pretty equal chance. And it's usually the guy that goes first that has the least chance.
Right, right.
Because they watch how you fuck up, and then
yeah, exactly. So it keeps it, you know, kind of even that way, and it's fun. There's lots of different challenges, like, you know, you have to drive on the left side of the road for 20 seconds or something like that, or
okay.
you got to
okay,
go through this cool. jump, or you know, stupid stuff.
Do they
like
have
that.
The crash mode?
I was gonna say,
challenge?
Look back, that was like crash mode is huge in the like Burnout 3 and Burnout 2 and stuff. So
I did not see anything like that.
No, I don't think the crash mode's in it.
Yeah, we played a few different rounds.
They don't actually call it crash mode. I forgot what they call it.
Yeah, it's new. Where you just hit a button and it goes.
Yeah, you hit like both the L2 and R2, and all of a sudden you flip on your side and you just start tumbling.
It's called smash mode.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Smash mode.
Showtime. Was it Showtime mode?
Yes, I think it is Showtime. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. What is it, like $10 or something like that?
Yeah,
the
party
pack.
Yeah, the party pack.
$10, yeah.
If you got a bunch of people over, I think so. I think it's worth it, actually.
Cool. Well, so, I just want to try this straight up online with people I know.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive around the city and try to find the billboards and smash into them and stuff.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. That'd be cool.
Cool.
What happens is you find one another and then you just stay in one area. And then you get like gridlocked because you're trying to kill one another.
So. Yeah. Well, did you ever play Midtown Madness 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember that was like that's pretty much
same
what it was like
kind
online.
Of deal.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind setting up night for that for us cool. to go through that. Let's do
cool.
it.
Cool.
All right.
Actually, getting
done.
Away from Street Fighter.
Awesome. Yeah, really.
Yeah, I gotta make an executive decision soon. Be like, all right, gotta cut into the time. Gotta play other stuff.
You guys aren't playing anything else.
No.
Well, that's it for me too, man. So I guess I'll hand the show back to Jeff so he can do news. Is this really all the news we have? I'm looking at this email you sent me.
I did send an update one, though.
Oh, you did?
I sent an updated one. There's not too much news this week, but I added more to the original list I sent you.
Oh, okay, cool.
First I want to start with this story, actually. This doesn't have anything to do with video games, so I'm going to start off with it. But you know how, like, April Fool's Day and everything, and which happened, I guess, a few days ago, if you're listening to this on Monday. We played our little joke. I'm sure other people had all their little jokes. But I don't know if you guys are basketball fans, but the Toronto Raptors played the Orlando Magic yesterday in Orlando. And
I saw this on a highlight reel.
Oh, my God.
This was hilarious.
Did you hear about this, Jason?
No, huh?
I would have punched the guy in the face. They basically, at halftime, Raptors won, by the way. I just want to point that out. 5-0. still not going to make the playoffs, though. They got some guy, some random guy to come from the audience, come down. They said, hey, you just won yourself a shot for $1 million. If you shoot this basketball from half court, blindfolded, and it goes in, you win $100,000. So he's like, all right, cool. So he goes and sets it up, and he heaves it from half court with the blindfold on. And, of course, it misses, like, by a mile. But they got the entire crowd to start cheering and go crazy. So he's, like, reacting, like, Jeremy's like, oh, my God, I just won $100,000, I just won $100,000. So they're interviewing him, and they're like, you got $100,000. Like, what are you going to do with it now? He's like, oh, this is, like, the perfect timing. You know, I just got laid off from my job.
Oh,
and,
shit.
He's like, now I don't have to worry about that for a bit, and I can take my wife and we can go on a trip. And then they bust the news on him, and I'm just like, oh, you sons of bitches. Like, that is, like, the worst thing you could do. And just how bad do you feel? He's like, yeah, you know, I just lost my job. And,
yeah, really.
You know, things aren't going too well. And
see, that's not the April Fool's joke that I was talking about, though.
Oh, which one are you talking about?
No, I think it was a college game. And, like, I only saw, like, a piece of the highlight reel. But and I don't know if it was, like, a member of this team staff or a fan or something like that. But walked out and started, like, walked up to one of the refs and pushed him and like started like getting and they almost got into a fight. They got like people to break it up and shit. And then that's you see the ref and the guy come over and shake hands and they're messing with the coach and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it was all a joke. It was pretty
that's funny.
Oh, that would have been funnier if they started making out. I thought you were
going to
say that.
More ratings.
Oh, Jason, you have a very odd sense of humor.
What? No, I thought you were going to say that. Anyway.
Okay, cool. Moving on.
Back to you, Jeff.
Back to me. I picked this game to be like my RPG of the year last year by Slight Edge over Lost Odyssey, Tales of Vesperia.
Yep.
It's been announced for the PS3.
Wow.
Cool.
Not a huge surprise.
Finally.
I mean, it's Namco. Yeah, it took a while. People saw this coming. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to have a little bit of extra stuff, but look for it. Probably, you know, this is probably summer, late summer, fall, early fall. There you go for all your RPG fans, JRPG fans on PS3. You got another good one coming at you.
Did they say they're going to do anything to it? Like any improvements on it or what?
Yeah, it's probably the typical stuff that they add to like Eternal Sonata, like probably a few new like outfits and stuff like that. Not yeah. outfits, but like weapons and stuff. Okay. There's probably because bets are there's probably gonna have a new dungeon. I mean, I can read through this here if you want me to, but they announced basically a bunch of different Tales games coming out. There's one for the Wii, one for the PS3, one for the DS. Yeah, bunch of Tales.
Cool.
Coming at you. Sony has said with announcements that less than 50% of the PSP lineup has been announced so far this year. So okay. I guess this is luck. I mean, they've really only announced what MotorStorm, possibly
and,
God of
and
War,
Little Big Planet,
and Little That's Big Planet,
it, and Rock Band.
Oh yeah, and the Rock Band Portable.
So they're gonna have 6 games this year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. Holy
That's
crap!
Kind of funny about this whole thing. It's like, okay, so that could mean a lot of games, or it could mean literally like 4 more.
Yeah, wow.
Like, what's wrong with you guys? But hey, but at least it's better than last year, because last year after February, pretty much died.
After Final Fantasy came out, that was it.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, if you don't have your PSP, you can always play on your PS2. Because PS2 has dropped its price down to $99.99.
Finally.
Thank God I can finally afford one. Get into this last gen.
Well, see, I was waiting for it to drop to $99.99 to go and get my backup system. You know, because it's... The PS2, I mean, this is its 10th year now, so it's not going to be around for much longer. You know, when my PS2 dies, you know, what am I going to do? Sure, I got my PS3, but... When that dies, I can't get one with backwards compatibility anymore.
Yeah, true.
True.
So
you're thinking ahead.
Yeah, I am thinking ahead.
A lot of people probably can do that exact same thing for $99. I mean,
yeah, for $99, I'll go buy another one. You know, I'm not going to do it right now.
Are
but
they the
shit, like
the cool little slim models that aren't $100?
Yes,
yeah,
they're the slim models.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. And Sony's basically the main reason they did it is they had to combat the Wii, and they hope to steal some of the market share away from the Wii.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen because Whether it's PS2 and it's $99 or anything. Yeah, it's the games, the simple games that people like on the Wii that don't like regular video games. So, and it's the new hot thing.
Yep.
PS2, not the new hot thing.
No,
not at all. You guys have watched that King of Kong. I'm sure everyone has. It's one of the more well-known video game movies, I guess, that's come out in the past, I don't know, 5 years, maybe even 10 years, actually.
Yeah.
Steve Wiebe's goal to break the Donkey Kong record, and sadly, at the end, spoilers if you haven't seen it, he actually loses. Yeah, his record actually gets beaten by, why am I
shenanigans,
drawing a blank here?
Man, shenanigans.
What's the guy's name? Help me out here.
No, I'm going to let you struggle for a bit.
I'll figure this out. It's he makes the hot sauce. I love Anderson.
Come on, news guy.
Come on, give me like a first name.
Tom Cruise.
Shut that up.
It's very
Billy
similar.
Billy Mitchell, that's it.
There you go.
Lucky
I
guess.
I was about to give it to you, too. I was like, come on, Jeff, come on.
Anyway, yeah, Billy Mitchell basically mailed in a tape of him saying, hey, I actually beat that record before. And I won't get into the whole movie. You got to see it. It's actually really good. It's a documentary. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Just go into it thinking that they did kind of edit it in a way to make Billy Mitchell look like a big asshole, which apparently isn't true.
Not entirely true.
They construed a bunch of things like them not playing against each other, which actually isn't true and stuff. But anyway, Steve Wiebe is going to go and try to break the Donkey Kong world record again at E3. It's going to actually be live on G4. For anyone who likes that whole score chasing thing, we had a segment on it.
They tried that actually not too long ago.
They tried it on what's it called? They didn't even have time
like
to
that award
it.
Show or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was on the VGAs.
On Spike, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Spike VGAs. Couldn't do it, ran out of time. But anyway, check that out. That'll be kind of interesting. Hopefully he gets it. Everyone's gonna be cheering for you, Steve.
Yep.
Score chasing is the new hotness.
That's right. See what you started, Bork. Actually, he has like the high score in everything. It drives me insane. I'm not going to try. XNA developer, the guy who made Weapon of Choice, is saying that MS claims up to 60% of XNA games' revenue. And basically, his game didn't do too well. I think it was somewhere like 10,000 downloads. So what do you guys think? 60%, a little bit too high. But he breaks it down, 30% is for like the base. Like that's what they just take, which seems to be standard. That's the same for iPhone apps too. Like if you make an iPhone app and charge money for it, they take 30% of it. And 70% you get the rest.
Yeah.
And then MS charges another 30% if they want advertising and I guess other kind of promotional stuff.
Yeah, this suddenly became not worth it anymore, especially considered we should talk about this. Like I we could do a segment on this. I'm really pissed about this, and I'm just really disenchanted by the whole XNA thing in general.
Yeah. So, I'm with you on this one, Jason.
you know Microsoft came out with a statement yesterday, right?
What was the statement?
I'll read that statement to you guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Because pretty much this is a brand new thing for XNA. It's new, so they're kind of like experimenting. And when you look on the grand scheme of things, they're letting people make their game, charge money for it, and immediately put it on a platform where it's available to millions of people.
Right.
You can't do that with anything else. You can't do that with music. Can't do that with whatever. And advertising is very expensive. And at least I don't have to pay for it up front. But anyway, not the point. Update. Apparently, Microsoft has told Game Industry Biz that they will be foregoing the promotional fee this quarter while they look into how it affects development. We're still determining how much it costs to feature a game and what effect it has on sales, so we did not deduct a merchandising fee through this quarter, said a Microsoft representative. The bottom line is that Microsoft is heading into uncharted territory with Xbox Live Community Games and isn't yet clear what effect our merchandising efforts will have on the sales of games. We don't want to make any premature decisions that could potentially be detrimental to creators.
Mm.
So basically, for the rest of the August this quarter, they're no longer going to be charging that advertising fee or anything like that because this happened. They basically saying, listen, like we just threw it out there. If it's not worth it, that's too much, and they're basically going to restructure things because I guess someone there is realizing, that's not really fair.
It is way too much. I'm sorry, but especially when you consider the amount of advertising, quote unquote, that they're doing, it's like most of these XNA games. What do they get? You know, they'll get one of the little print like clip ads.
Yeah, they get,
and you have to go to the XNA.
Well, yeah, like, I don't know if that's it though, dude, because they showed off Weapon of Choice at E3.
And that was probably the 30% one. That was probably what cost them 30%. You know, at least I've heard of Weapon of Choice.
I don't think that those games actually paid. Like, I think Microsoft handpicked those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's possible.
Because they want to show off the platform. They want to showcase that, you know, the better games out
there. The good games. Yeah, right. They don't want to show the shit ones.
So,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about
this. I mean, a lot of people have heard about the game, but it's not their fault that we didn't download it.
True.
So, I mean, it's whether or not the advertising got to people, whether or not it got people to buy the game. Because we've all heard of it. I haven't heard of half the, like, more than half, I'd say 99% of the stuff on XNA.
What fucking advertising? I don't get it.
I don't know. Unless they're including that advertising, I have no idea. If promotional stuff, I don't know. Because as far as I know, unless you go into the XNA Blade, you don't really see much of it.
But, and in reality, I mean, I'm sorry, but 30%'s a lot. You know, I mean, if they're taking just 30% off the top, I think that should be it. I mean, and then if they, you know, they flash a little ad which is random, and you only see it on the XNA tab or whatever the fuck it is, and you know that's their form of advertising, and they charge 10% for that, or at least 10%.
Well, also don't forget it's optional though; it's not. It doesn't have to be the right way. Basically,
is it? Do we know that for a fact?
I actually know that for a fact.
Okay. Because
the same person who made First Contact is actually working on an XNA game right now. So it's an optional thing. You can just go to the 30% if you want. If they come to you and say, listen, we'll give you advertising as this much, then you do it. So it's basically, it's your gamble. Do I give them this 30%? Oh, I guess I used to. They're not doing it anymore until I go through it again. But do I want to take the chance of giving up this extra 30% and hope that it reaches 100,000 people? Or do I say, screw it, with no advertising, just let them take the 30% and hope that word of mouth gets around this is actually a good game.
Promote your own shit at this point.
Yeah.
Well, for that amount, yeah, it might be worth it, but...
All right, let's save it.
We'll save the rest, yes.
We're going to save it.
Let's do it.
Let's put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it? Kind of like Square Enix put a pin in Eidos, right in Laura Croft's bum.
That, folks, was another wonderful Jeff Chorney transition. Brought to you by Interactive Distractions.
That's right.
Nice.
And maybe eventually Square Enix. Because they're going after everyone. Or EA East, they picked up Eidos. They bought them out. Kind of rumored for a while. Eidos is kind of in trouble. They don't really have any IPs that sell too well. Tomb Raider, I guess, is their number one.
which is scary at this point.
Which is scary, and basically, apparently it tanked at retail. It's one of the worst-selling Tomb Raider games, which is sad, because apparently it's one of the best Tomb Raider games in the last few years.
People
aren't really liking the Tomb Raider too much. Man, you know, I can't think of what some other Eidos games here.
Eidos. I'm drawing a blank.
I'm still mad about X-Men.
Let it go, Jason. Let it go. I'm drawing a blank, man. I can't think of anything.
Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider. It's Eidos, really. Like, I can't. Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
besides
Tomb Raider.
Oh, there's that one.
Who gives a shit?
I kind of give a shit.
I do too.
I don't know.
We were really
reaching for the Who Gives a Shit this week, though, obviously.
Yeah, we were.
I mean, it's very possible that that Square can turn a lot of stuff around for Eidos.
Right.
You know?
Really?
They'll just put, you know, Lara Croft's outfit on their next title character stuff. Who's a guy, you know, and
yeah.
Golden.
No, they'll just use the same character model. Just get rid of the boobs and make the hair more spiky. And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, more midriff.
Excellent idea, Canadian.
Oh, man. They did Age of Conan, too, apparently.
Oh, well, shit.
Or maybe they published it.
There you go.
And we all know how that did.
Since the last Who Gives a Shit was so damn obvious, I want to get something that was a little bit of a curveball.
The Hello Kitty one? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. That was your news. That's it.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And we'll come back. We'll talk about On Live and cloud gaming. And then after that, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
Being back. It's time to wake up.
Hey, kids, this is Champ Edwards.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
That's great, Vince, but we're here to tell all the folks about the Noisy Gamers.
And Slapchop.
Oh, damn you, none of that stuff. We're here for the Noisy Gamers.
All right, cut. No, Champ. It's called the Amplified Gamers, all right?
Yeah, that's what I said, the Amplified Gamers.
No, you didn't, you crusty old bastard. Do it right or we aren't paying you. Let's get back to work. And action.
Oh, yeah. So like I was saying, you're going to love the Loudish Gamers.
You're going to love my nuts.
Damn it.
Yeah, and on the Noisy Gamers, you'll hear all about your favorite tunes and hear all about your favorite games like Mr. Pac-Man and Killeria 2.
They use it as a towel.
Really? I don't see how that works.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
I thought it was a podcast.
ShamWow. Made in Germany.
Oh, I didn't know it was made in Germany. I heard they have good hot dogs there.
One slap, you got big chunks.
What are you talking about?
Slap chop.
I'm confused. I thought we were doing a commercial for the ShamWow.
No, the Amplified Gamers.
What?
You're gonna love my nuts.
So remember, kids, check out the Amplified Gamers every week on Sunday evenings. Go to VGEvo.com and look under the podcast network.
The Amplified Gamers is a proud member of the VGEvo podcast network.
And we're back.
Hallelujah.
We are back.
Today, we are talking about cloud computing and cloud computing gaming and
I love Final Fantasy VII.
We're to all about cloud.
That's right.
Or the beginning of the male mid-dress and spiky hair.
Jason, before I pass it off to you, I think we should just run down kind of the basic concept of what it is.
Good idea.
Basically, what really sparked this conversation is that GDC last week or the week before, whenever it was, I don't know, On Live was announced, and On Live is basically an on-demand gaming service where you can play what they're saying pretty much anything, all the way up to Crysis with max settings on an entry-level PC or on this little micro console that pretty much does nothing but send controller input to their servers, and all the work is done on their servers. And then all it does is it feeds a compressed video stream back to your TV or your computer monitor. Mm-hmm. And this is something that it's very ambitious. And I am actually very interested in the topic, so kind of brought up that we should talk about it. And I missed out on the big news discussion that you guys had last week. Mm-hmm. So,
Easiest way to kind of, I guess, it's kind of like a giant remote play, kind of. Your PSP and your PS3 in a way.
To an extent, yeah.
Same kind of idea.
Same idea.
Playing it somewhere else.
So, with that, hopefully that explains a little bit of what it is. Jason, why don't you start us out with some emails?
I think it's a really good idea, Chris. I think I'm going to do that. This first one here is from Patriot Ball 5460. He says, "Hey, Indus, cloud gaming is the future. I'm not sure if that is even questionable. It is better for publishers, developers, ease of access, and, well, basically everyone except for shelf whores." I think Jeff's a shelf whore. Are you a shelf whore?
Sure. I'm a huge shelf whore.
I think I'm more of a shelf whore than Jeff is because I don't anything in.
Yeah, that's true.
"Personally, I'm one of those shelf whores, so I'm against cloud gaming since I wouldn't actually own the game rather than it being stored on a server somewhere. I do believe that cloud gaming is coming, and rapidly. Obviously, the bandwidth is a big issue here in the U.S. In Japan, I can see it happening pretty soon due to their future wires. But most people in the U.S. are still living with slow connections that couldn't even handle the SD versions of these games. OnLive is the first actual type of cloud gaming system that has always been talked about. Also, Sony just patented PS Cloud, which obviously could be the next PlayStation for all we know. I think OnLive is on the right track, and the idea is correct, but OnLive is far too ahead of its time and will ultimately fail, in my opinion. Another thing that I do not think any company such as OnLive could compete with huge brands and cooperate are corporations such as Sony and its PlayStation brand, or Microsoft and its Xbox brand. Not to plug another podcast, but one up yours, Listen Up, has talked about cloud gaming for a very long time. And Garnett and Dennis Dyack always talked about a one-console future. Mm-hmm. If OnLive were able to work, they may get so much support and be so far ahead of Microsoft and Sony that they could possibly take over the console market. Ultimately, maybe being this one-console future, notice I capitalize if, this is the future, and right now, if I'm not too happy with it, I want to be able to see my purchase and not just be able to boot something up online. Mm-hmm. What if they turn a game's servers off? What if they accidentally lose your account info and can't figure out what games you have bought before? There's so many unanswered things with OnLive that they won't be able to get past. I'm looking forward to it, and I may buy it when it comes out later this year. If it's cheap enough, we will see.
Yeah.
Last thing, have you seen the OnLive controller? Am I the only one that thinks it looks like absolute shit? And what
looks
if
like
I want
a 360 controller?
And what if I want a DualShock layered controller and not a 360 type of controller? Then what? Will they have more controller types? Sorry, this is so long, but basically this one sentence could summarize it all. There are too many questions. It's too ahead of its time, which will lead to the eventual fail for OnLive. But Sony and Microsoft will be the ones to get it right. Again, sorry, and keep up the great work. Patriot Ball.
I was really hoping that last section, that last sentence was going to be, "Who gives a shit?"
Nice. That's all right. Let's, because it's right on the tip of my mind, let's talk about real quick the controller. The controller looks just like a 360 controller, but you're not limited to that controller. According to what I've heard and read, any USB compatible controller that you would use with your PC will work with the online mini console.
But how do you map your buttons though?
It's all through your PC though, isn't it? Right now?
No.
Well, you can also get that little mini console that would make it through your TV. And that would I would assume that it would be some sort of server side application that would store your button settings, you know, after, and then you would set it up that way.
There we go.
So it's very possible to do. It's just a matter of how they do it. But they did say that USB, if you look at the OnLive like mini console, it's like the back has like a USB port and a HDMI port and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. The front has two USB ports for controllers. Mm-hmm. So that is true. As far as the controller goes, I think that's not anything to worry about.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think so either. And I want to say, like, I don't want to, because this isn't my theory. I actually heard it on, it was either one of the Listen Up podcasts or it might have been Giant Bomb. I can't remember. And they came up with a really good theory, is that online, On Live isn't going to release this. They're not trying to release this as their own thing. They're showing it off, hoping that they're gonna, the technology is gonna be bought out by someone, one of the bigger companies.
That's
like
very possible.
MS or a Sony or EA or even EA. So they're basically showing off, because I mean, I'm trying to think of what that that football, that new football game that's supposed to be coming out that has that true motion or something like that engine, which looks ridiculous, and they demoed it with a football game, but they're saying it can be, work with any sports game. So they said, hey, we're gonna have this true football whatever coming out, and then same idea where it's going to be, AI's going to be like, whoa, wait a second, that's a pretty spiffy engine that we could use on all of our sports games. Let's go buy them up. They haven't yet, but I think that's kind of what they're hoping for, throwing it out there and say, hey, let's give it a shot.
Cool.
Go. And well, I don't think it'll be a one-console future, because I think what's going to happen, you're just going to see more versions of the same kind of thing, and then you're going to see the same kind of thing, exclusives going to one or the other, and that kind of crap. I don't think that one-console thing will ever happen, even in this thing.
It would be tough. I mean, this, honestly, if it was going to happen, I could see this being the way, but I just don't know how feasible it is now.
Yeah.
The connection is probably the biggest issue, and he mentioned that, and I'm not sure what, like, he mentions Japan's connection speed, and I don't know what Japan's up to right now, but I know most common around these parts is 5 megabit. And that's what I've seen most commonly. Jason, I know, has 10 megabit, right?
No, I actually think I have 5. But, I mean,
really?
I don't get anywhere near that. But, you know.
Well, not megabyte, megabit.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I get 5 megabit, and I actually get my 5 megabit. I download it close to 600K per second.
Okay.
So, I do get pretty close to that.
And I have no idea, because I'm e-tarded. I think I saw 11 somewhere, but that seems a bit high if you guys are talking 5, so...
11, well, 11 is out there. I'm not sure if it's in your area or not, but they've been... On Live said that they could do HD quality with a 5 megabit connection. Mm-hmm. And they basically buffered that by saying, okay, yeah, you could, if you have a 5 megabit connection, you probably get 4 out of it, 4 megabits. And that can run, will get you your 720p video quality. And he said that if you have, like, your standard over phone line, the shit, what do they call it?
DSL?
Yeah, DSL.
You
thank
over,
you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The DSL.
Yes, I knew something.
DSL is standard 1.5 megabit. And they said with that, you probably would get normal TV quality.
Which I absolutely do not want.
Right.
No, God, no. HD gaming, the way of the future! And let's do cloud gaming with SD graphics.
Let's exactly. Stream you your video. It's going to be compressed. It's going to look like shit. And,
That's a big thing, too. I mean, this is going to be... It's going to be compressed, and it's going to be compressed a lot. So you may be getting 720p, but you're talking about...
You know... Yeah, I don't think it's... Okay, go play Burnout. I don't know. You guys have the disc version. I don't know. It still looks gorgeous, and the downloadable version, I'm sure that's compressed as all hell, too.
No.
And I know it's not streaming.
No,
I know it's not streaming, but...
No, it's not compressed at all.
It's not at all?
No. I mean, you're still running it from your hard drive.
Here's the way you would look at it. Think about, okay, take a movie on Blu-ray, and, well, let's say Blu-ray playing on a 720p TV, okay?
Okay.
And then take an HD video that you downloaded on Xbox Live. That's about the comparison that we would be looking at. Okay? Because the Xbox Live is obviously massively compressed, whereas the Blu-ray would not be.
Mm-hmm. Like, it'll still get you your resolution-wise, like pixel-wise. Like, 720p is like 1280 by 720 or something like that. But
there's going to be artifacting and all kinds of other stuff.
Exactly. So. To get it back to you that quick? Absolutely. So, I have no idea.
Shitty. I don't want that.
And granted, they've been working on this technology for like, what, 7 years or something like that. Good for them. But I'm just thinking realistically here. I have trouble streaming just compressed video, you know, that's like HD quality. I mean, Jeff, you were trying to download that video, and that wasn't even HD quality.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and that took, you know, minutes.
It took a bit.
Yeah. I'm like... How is this going to run real time?
How is it going to run online games with like multiplayer?
Exactly.
Well, the multiplayer would would be even single player stuff is going to have a problem, because now you're thinking about, I mean, the thing about multiplayer is multiplayer works because both peers that are running it have all the information they need on their end. So it just sends like minute data fragments that say, okay, this is the instruction you need, and this is like the geometry that you need for what area you're in. But and you already have all that information on your end. Now this is sending more than just those little code fragments. The way that it works is why PSO worked over a phone line on the Dreamcast, and it worked well. But this is now sending you video, and it's supposed to be a real time thing, and I just don't see how it's going to work. Because like Jason said, I mean, if you stream a video, even if you like Netflix, for instance, if you stream a video off Netflix, you have to buffer for like 30 to 60 seconds before it's ready to go.
Before it gets caught up,
Right. And then you know, then if you have connection issues or if there's packet loss or something like that, it stops and it rebuffers.
That's what you just said there, that's the main problem I think I have with it, is you're relying totally on something that isn't exactly stable 100% of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and that even pissed me off. This is something smaller, but I mean, the new PS3 firmware came out last night. And I was playing Street Fighter, and I got disconnected with somebody who just downloaded it. I'm guessing that's probably why. There's some kind of like incompatibility thing there, because today we were fine. But I could not log on to get the PSN thing. I was like, I just couldn't do it. It wasn't connecting, and then when it did connect, it would go 1%, and then it just disconnect. So I couldn't play the game anymore. I'm like, okay, that sucks, unless I want to play like offline. And just knowing that something is on the server somewhere where anything could happen, and I might not be able to play anything for like a long time if it goes down or whatever.
Yeah, at least you have the option of playing it offline in that case.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in this case, you don't have that option. And you know what you just said, it has a lot to do with like how many people are going to be hitting stuff all at one time. Mm-hmm. You know, how many servers are they going to have computing stuff? You know, how many servers are they going to have running any one particular game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if 1,000 people are trying to play Mirror's Edge at the same time, is that all going to be done by one server? I mean, that's a lot of load. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move to
another
email.
We got lots of stuff to say, so we can.
Yeah.
Another email here. This one's from Necro. He says, "So this week's topic, cloud gaming. Let me discuss two sides to this argument, and I'll try and keep it fairly brief and to the point. Number one, the developer side. Dun, dun, dun. Developers are going to latch onto this. Why, you ask? Because only about 20% of games even break even, and even less actually make profit. What us as a consumer don't realize is that, yes, while the game is $60, and that's hard to swallow sometimes considering that the developers have to pay for the artist who designs the packaging, the production of the disc and packaging, advertising, among other things. From a business standpoint, it's going to make sense to them. They can put more money into the games and actually make more money. And that could be good news for gamers simply because we could see better games. The only concern is that there remains some reason to stay competitive, or else the end result of the products could suffer." Wait, can I stop there real quick? Like,
let's talk
games
about that.
That have been announced, you know, are already on consoles or they're already on PC.
There's all the games that have been announced so far.
Right.
This is like bonus for them.
Right.
Yeah.
But he does make a good point that, you know, this would help against like piracy and things like that.
Oh, definitely. It definitely would, for sure. I mean, someone will find a way to get around it. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. But the pricing, $60, he didn't make a direct comment to it saying that. He said, say it's good for the consumer because we might get better games or whatnot. But early in this thing's life cycle, if it does actually happen, it does catch on, retail isn't going to go anywhere. And as long as people are still putting games on retail, there's no way those downloadable games are going to be that much cheaper at the beginning. Like, I don't know how Steam works. I know they do drop in price a lot. They will have sales and stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, Jason, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but when a new release comes out, it is the same
price.
$10 more,
yeah, it's still the same price. Like, Left 4 Dead, it was still $50 when I bought it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
So that's going to be, because if they piss off the retailers, they say, you know what, you can get a $30 on Steam, or you can pay $60 to retailers. Retailers be like, you know what, we can't hold your game because we're just going to be dicks about it, and this is still where you get most of your sales from. So in the beginning, anyways, unless this really catches on, it's in terms of money and what we're paying for it, I don't think there's going to be that much of a discrepancy unless it's some kind of like weird like subscription-based thing, like a Netflix or something, which I don't know if that would happen. But
That is how this works.
It is why Net is that kind of way? But it's all older games, though, right? There's nothing like...
Well, they're saying that the games that come out for OnLive are going to be... Well, they're saying it's going to be day and date with like the retail versions. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's going to work. But there is a service fee for the OnLive service, and then you pay for the games as well.
Okay, so there's both then.
Right.
So it's like, okay. I thought you meant just like this is Netflix, like, hey, $10 a month or $20 a month, and yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry, I misunderstood you. Sorry.
See, that would make everything a little more appealing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, to me.
Even if it was something like even like I was going to say like $50 a month, that's a bit much actually.
Yeah, and the one thing that you know as far as like games coming out at retail and for download, look at the games that have done that so far. Like Warhawk, for instance, Warhawk came out as download for $40, and it came out in retail for $60, but it came with a Bluetooth.
But it came
headset.
With a mic. Yeah.
Right. And then think about Burnout Paradise. Burnout Paradise came out for $60 on disc at retail. It also came out as a download for $40, but not for like 6 months after.
It was, yeah, I think it was like literally right before it became a greatest hit or whatever the hell. They
exactly.
Call it.
And, you know, when you see it, when it came out as a download, the disc price came down as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and now that it's $19.99, I bet you could go into any EB and get it for that price.
Yep.
More than likely.
For sure.
Right. Let's move on. Once again, this is still from Necro. This is his point number two, the gamer. The average gamer is probably going to initially hate the idea of not owning a physical product, but
damn right.
As we've seen with iTunes, digital music is really starting to pick up and become a big thing. I can sympathize with that, but then again, the convenience of walking up on release day and turning on your system and being instantly able to play, say, Street Fighter V, wink, wink, could be awesome. Now, realistically, I don't think this is going to happen soon, but it will eventually. The broadcast penetration rate needs to get higher for it to really catch on. That's a really good point. I think OnLive is going to fail, but the technology is going to stick around. Sony and Microsoft both seem interested in the concept. And speaking of that quickly, think of the price of consoles if they did not need physical drives and GPUs and CPUs. The cost could be much cheaper, and in theory, so could the games. If done correctly, this could be a win-win for both sides of the fence. That is the key word, done right. That's two words. Key words.
Not in Necro's world.
I'm going to jump in real quick about his comparison to iTunes.
Yeah, I gotta say something about that, too.
Go and on. It's not the same. iTunes, you don't have a physical piece of this. You don't have a physical version. You don't have a hard copy of this game.
Right.
Or iTunes, you don't have a hard copy of this music. But you do have a soft copy on your hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The difference with OnLive is you don't have that soft copy. Everything is held on the server. You don't have it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You have the physical... you have the idea...
You pay for the right to use it.
Right. You are paying for the right to use the game, but they still store all that information on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if that's a comparison you were going to make or not, but
no, it's not. I was going to say it is more of a, it's actually a good comparison. But back in the day before there was iTunes, let's say just before pre-Napster, they'd have CD release parties, and CDs would have lineups at CD. So I don't know if it was like that in Atlanta, but someplace in Toronto, I know, and definitely in New York, they'd have like, I remember there's one for Beastie Boys when Hello Nasty came out. Like there was a huge thing downtown, like a midnight opening, tons of freaking people getting that, and that eventually dwindles off because when downloading became, not say pop though, when it was introduced, I mean like Napster being the big one, I guess the front runner of this whole thing, the big reason that came off, like caught on, is because it was free. That's like the main reason people started downloading music, because quality wise everyone knows it's not as good as having the actual CD. But when iPhone came out and iTunes, it became more convenient, but iTunes took a long time to catch on when people started to be like, you know what, I don't mind downloading music. I used to be totally against downloading music because I used to want the CD. I'm still kind of like that, but I am more kind of, okay, you know what, just for my convenience, I can just download it instantly to my iPhone and just be like, hey, boom, I have the song, I have this album, that's fine. But it took a good 6 years before people actually started to accept that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The beginning of this, I think it's gonna be the same way. People are gonna be like, I want the physical thing, I need it, I'd rather have this thing, it's, you know, this tangible product where I can take with me, do whatever. But I think as the years go by, it's gonna be a kind of gradual acceptance to it. And people would go, okay, you know what? I'll download a game here or there. It's not too bad. It's going to get to the point where it's like, it's just no longer convenient for spacing or whatever. And people are just going to be more okay to, it's going to go with convenience. If it's that much easier, just hit a button, boom, it's almost like instant, like it is now with like music. I can totally see that happening. But I think it's going to be a pretty big maturation process, like iTunes was. Like, it was a good 6 years or something. Like, when did the first iPhone come out? I don't even know. 9 years, 8 years ago? 7 years ago?
iPhone or iPod?
iPod, you mean. iPod.
iPod's been a while. I couldn't tell you when the first one has been.
Yeah, it took a while before people started like using it a lot. And then now people, there's a CD release. I mean, some places might still have a kind of thing midnight release, but it's, you can't see them anywhere anymore. Not around here. Not that I've noticed anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't really get that as much ever here either.
Yeah, it's kind of fallen off the face of the earth.
So I mean, they still have like announcements and stuff. They still kind of make a big deal about that sort of stuff, I think, anyway.
But I don't go to like the HMVs anymore and like the music stores. I don't see any signs saying, hey, midnight release party for this anymore at all.
Well, true. Very true.
Hmm.
Which sucks because I like doing those things, especially for games. But like I said, I used to kind of do the same things for music, and now I don't anymore. So who knows?
Did that put you off of listening to music then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm not much into music as I used to be, though. But I think that's more of an age thing in time.
Gotcha.
Well, he also mentioned Sony and Microsoft possibly getting into it. And we do know that Sony has... They haven't really announced anything, but they did make a patent of some sort. I don't know all the details of it, but they put in for a patent that kind of leads the direction that they might be doing some sort of cloud type computing for like games and stuff. I don't know much about that though.
I think everyone's doing it. Yeah. I think everyone's thought about it.
And I think Steam has it, like a Steam cloud as well. Mm-hmm. I think they've done something with it as well. I don't know
that's
much
more for their
I don't know
social
any details about that either.
Thing, I think.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
then David Perry, whatever his company is, they have it too. And I think a lot of companies knew about it, talking about it kind of thing, but OnLive is the first company to be like, let's get it out there and say, we're doing it. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
David Perry from like Shiny?
From Shiny, yeah.
Well, the 3DO did great, so. My money's with him.
Well, hey, so did WebTV, and it's made by the same guys who are doing OnLive.
Mm-hmm.
So, was it?
Yep.
I didn't know
and
that.
That
had a
off.
Decent amount of penetration, though. But, yeah, because it got out there, but it totally fizzled out. And yeah. I don't even think OnLive's going to be that popular. I don't think it's going to get to that point.
No.
But
it's hard to say. I think it's way too early. Because it's the issue of latency and lag and.
Yeah.
You know, your broadband connection and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've come out and said that, like, the amount of time that it would take to press the button on the controller and that instruction to go to their server, do whatever computing it has to do, and then send back the frame of video or frames of video to display on your screen was about 80 milliseconds. And
80 milliseconds?
80 milliseconds.
That's a lot.
Well,
it's a lot if you're playing, like, it depends what kind of game you're playing, really.
Yeah, it's actually pretty impressive, considering.
Yeah, considering.
But it's not enough, like, you can't, it's going to be hard to play some games with that 80 millisecond delay. But he did say at most 80 milliseconds.
Well, for a comparison for myself, like, what would if you're playing a game on PSN or on Xbox Live, did anyone have the stats on, like, how long it should take? To see, like, I know it's not relaying stuff. It is relaying stuff there and back, but it's not like same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's relaying. You mean like over like an online game?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. The difference between the like online gaming with a console and online gaming or just gaming in general with this cloud gaming system is that with the PS3 and the 360, you're not. You know, it's just sending instructions. Like, it's just sending. Data.
Yeah.
And then the system works out what should display on the screen.
Yeah.
So that work is being done on your side already.
Yeah,
it's minimal amount
to,
of data.
It's not being sent back to you basically.
Right. This is doing all that computing on the server, and then it's sending you a compressed video feed, like audio video feed, and that is supposed to get to you and display in real time within 80 milliseconds. And I don't see that happening right now. I really don't.
God, it's such a good idea.
So you're going to bust out the hater aid this early or what?
I totally am. I'm ready to. They can prove me wrong. I hope they do. But fuck
I,
me.
I would love to.
I think it's on,
see
it is on them right now to prove. Pretty much a lot of people are. I think a lot of people are doubting it. And a lot of people thought, hey, this is cool. It's interesting. But then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they built a kind of a low latency, you know, network infrastructure. That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's viable for gaming, though. You know, as like a platform. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. Not that, because, I mean, there's so many games that require split-second timing and everything. Yeah. I do not want to ever play a laggy game if I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was Boric that said it on the forum, on our Question of the Week thread, that, you know, can you imagine playing Street Fighter 4 single player and having the lag of multiplayer?
Oh, my God. That would drive me insane.
Yeah,
it would blow. It would suck. And I really think that right now we are way too early in it's way too early in this high speed internet world to do something like this. And it's very ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
And until everything is running on fiber, I don't think we stand a chance to get this working.
I don't think so either. Not
I'd rather see real lightsabers first, to tell you the truth.
Nice.
I am totally down with that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another email if you guys want me to read it. I'll go ahead
and
do that.
Go
this
for
one's
it.
From our buddy Nogric. He says, "Sup, Indus."
Sup.
Oh boy, it's a long one. I need a drink quick. Stretch.
Okay.
We're cheering you
anyway,
on.
Yeah,
Jason, cheering
be,
you
it
on,
might
buddy.
Be cool. Might not be. Who knows? You know. Yeah.
Good.
We might have another email.
Very insightful. Good? All right.
Cool.
I don't really like the idea of the online service. For me, my gaming has always been a step behind everyone. Really, I didn't really ever get any system on launch besides my Wii. I'm sorry, and was on dial-up at home until 2006. Wow. So this concept of playing full games through the magic of the interwebs concerns me. I'm not really sure what the requirements on internet speeds are for this thing, but I probably have the most basic of DSL plans. And while I can currently play games online, I still have small lag issues. So for the entire system to be based off of this idea, and all the games are on servers, really doesn't excite me at all. The only other thing on my mind is how does one go about saving their progress? Is it server-based as well, or does it get stored on your device? What if there's a hiccup on the server side, and suddenly hours of play on your game are gone? I've never had any issues with the memory on my console, aside from Saturn's stupid internal battery.
No shit!
But I have had PC files get corrupted before, and I had to start games over. That just kind of goes with the territory, though. I mean, that shit.
Shit happens.
Anyway.
Yeah, all this stuff would be saved server time, server side.
Yeah.
And it's.
But is it a real time save, though? Is like, is it, you know, progressive?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Or is it question. Still like, you know, the save spots, you know?
It's probably still save spots.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway.
Wouldn't mind that.
Secondly, I think I'd rather have the physical media. It's right there where I can see it, and I can keep it forever and play it as long as I want. I think it was Tom who said last week that he was wondering if they would ever take games off the servers or off the service, and I share that concern. The last thing I want to happen is to be knee-deep in the latest RPG or whatever and wake up one morning to find out that I couldn't access it anymore. But if I had the disc or cartridge, I could always go back to it, even if I get sidetracked a good while.
Yeah, that's a good point, and Tom did bring that up last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lastly, I think there was an issue that was brought up where a service like this would hurt retailers. And I don't think that would be the case either. I know more people are using credit cards online or for services like PayPal do their online shopping, but some people still aren't comfortable with that. I figure that if OnLive has some sort of subscription plan or point system that they'd get less, or point system that they'd let retailers sell time cards or point cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost every other online gaming service has, so why wouldn't these guys? Plus, it's kind of like advertising the service in stores, too. Well, that's all I got. Hope that when the service gets tested with large numbers of users, some of these questions might get answered. But I'm pretty happy with what I got right now. With love, Nogric. P.S. Whatever happened to the Phantom? This reminds me of that whole mess of a diskless, cartless system with its vaporware.
Yeah.
It's almost exactly like the Phantom.
Pretty much.
It was like a, yeah, the Phantom was like a
Phantom
self-contained redo. Steam kind of sort of.
So, one thing that I didn't get to mention, and it kind of, he reminded me of it in his, in the beginning of his email with the saving. They do have a really cool feature, and I would love to see this. They apparently have a spectator feature.
This is cool. This is really cool.
This is really, really cool, where pretty much anyone in the world can watch you play whatever game you're playing. And you're not limited to just one or two or 10 or 20 or 100 people. They're saying that literally, like, thousands and tens of thousands of people could watch you play this game at any one time.
Yeah.
And I think that is awesome. I mean, if they could actually pull that off.
Yeah. And they raised the point too that if, you know, maybe you're not interested in buying the game
right now.
You could just totally check it out and just or just maybe watch to see how people are getting through levels or shit like that.
Or maybe you're playing a fighting game and you want to watch Gutex play Mike Ross.
Hells yes.
I would watch that. That shit would be interesting to me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is a really, really cool feature. The other one that really tipped me off is what did they call it? The brag clip or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
There's
like that.
And it's like they actually have on the actual on live controller, there's a button in the center. Like on the lower panel of it that
just
you hit
recording.
And it will literally record the last 10 to 15 seconds of what you've played and stick it on the server.
It's kind of cool.
And you can use that as like a brag clip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting stuff. They have a lot of good ideas but it's, again, it boils down to, will the game run well? And that's really the only thing that concerns me. I mean, this to me, I would still want my physical media, like Nogric said. But if I wanted to check out a game just to see if I liked it before I went out and bought it, this is the way I would want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't see this ever taking off unless one of the big companies pick it up or come out with it first. Because I think right now, in terms of games, it's so split. You got the Wii crowd who basically just want the console stuff, but the little tiny games you can just throw in there and start playing. And a lot of the people who are buying those consoles are a bit older, who might not be as tech savvy and not really set up for online. And then you have the opposite end, which are the casual and hardcore gamers that want the console experience when you buy the disc and everything like that. And even though it's a totally different type of medium to play the game, it's still going for the same market and the same audience. And if it doesn't say Sony, Nintendo, or Microsoft on it at this point, do you guys really think it could stand a chance in the first place?
No, this is in no way an answer to, like, the one console future.
No.
Not a chance.
I'm not so sure.
I don't,
if I don't they can pull this shit
we're
off.
At any point.
Can,
no.
But what would it take for them to pull it off, though, Chris? Like, what? Because they can get rid of the whole leg.
We would need. Let me answer for him. Actually, you would need like 100% broadband adoption rate.
Yes.
Correct.
True.
I mean.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that's, we're nowhere near that. We're at like 10-20%. I think.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, it's certainly not viable anywhere in the near future. So.
And what do they say? Like, only half of the Xbox 360
are
owners are online.
Thank you.
Something like that. Exactly, so that is a very good point. But the even if, okay, let's talk that way then. There are how many 360s that have been sold? It's like, what is it, 29 million? So
like
let's say 15 million
are online.
15 million people have access to this online service that they'd be able to do it. And you have companies like EA backing it, and you have companies like Ubisoft backing it, and Epic. And I mean that's a pretty big.
Yeah, but these guys aren't like ready to like jump ship to this. Like, they're not ready to just like, you know.
Oh start. No,
they'll dabble in it. And they'll kind of like dip their toe in and be like, oh, is that warm? Is it cold? Whatever, they'll check it out. But just to say they do, and it's giving them more. It's not giving them more audience, but it's giving them more like I want to say, what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't really know, but it's showing like, hey, we're gonna try something new, kind of thing, and.
Yeah, it's a bonus. It's another way to
get some more money. So, you know, they don't have to port anything. But I think where I really see The Shining is less even on the console side, more the PC side, mainly because it's going to let people who don't have a super fucking expensive PC to be able to play a game like Crysis with full settings, because that'd just be pretty cool. Well, I guess not full settings, because you're going to be limited on the resolution, but I just can't see it happening anytime soon. I can't see it. If it comes out within the next, there's like no release date on it, right? They basically just said here it's coming out like
they said winter of 2009. So, yeah, so I would figure it's going to be next year sometime.
Okay, so like next year it's going to fall flat on its face, cuz that's still the PS3 is going to be hitting its stride. The 360 is going to be basically like just before its, I guess, twilight, as you want to call it. Like it's going to be like right in the mid area where it's going to be like right at the peak. The Wii's probably still going to be doing what it's doing now and pissing off a lot of people, but selling to more people. And this thing's going to come out, and people are going to be like, what the fuck is this? And, oh, it has to be online? Oh. Okay, yeah, I don't really want that. And just, done.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see it catching on at all. I can see some people like that are huge into technology that need to have the next big thing or whatever picking it up, but
I don't know. I think it offers a lot of conveniences. I really like a lot of the community aspects. And I mean, once again, this is great. This is in theory, I think. And I think for certain games, it's, you know, probably ideal. But yeah, I just don't think this for like a business model, not that smart. You know, I mean, they've invested a lot of time and a lot of money into this, and you know, you're still only able to cater to, you know, select few.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be able to get into Walmart or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you were just going to say that, you know, unless they're hoping to sell the technology,
exactly,
which I think is, you know, it very well could be their motivation. Who knows?
Right. It could be, and they could probably make a shit ton of money off of
and
it too.
Be set for life. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. And I mean, even if that happens, they could sell it, and whoever company that is that buys it can sit on it. And just wait and see how things go and see how things happen, like see how things pan out.
Right.
And do more like experimental stuff. Because I think with their timeline right now, it's just, it's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's virtual reality all over again. Like it's
premature.
It wasn't perfected before it came out. People wasn't sure what it was. It was too expensive. Like we don't know what the pricing is exactly for the games. Like people, I guess, are assuming it's going to be pretty much the same thing you pay for in retail. And just people are going to be afraid to touch it.
I think Nintendo should just buy it and have this be their online solution. How about that?
There we go.
It's probably a lot better than what they've got now.
Codes to it, and then for every different game, it'll be a bitch and a half.
Well, I'm skeptical about whether or not it will work from a single player playing a game perspective.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it does, if it delivers the way that they are saying, I'm all over it because I think it would be really cool to have. You know, I would go out and they're saying it's going to be.
You're a shelf whore, man.
What's that?
You're a shelf whore. You can't leave the club.
I won't. Yeah, I'm still going to buy my games, but it's still a new medium to get stuff. And as I said, they will offer the service, and let's say the service is $5 a month, right? I think that's.
Oh my god! Are you kidding?
That would be awesome.
It's reasonable. I think that's less than what it's going to be. But
yeah,
if it's $5 a month, all right, and then they have the ability to rent games on the service.
They do.
So I can instantly see a game and I can rent that game.
Yeah.
And play it with no lag on my TV immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And this is something that they are saying that, like, and of course I would want to get the little mini console that they're talking about. That
so they are saying on your TV, yeah, you on, TV on your sure. huge, like, what, 60,000-70,000 inch TV. You're going to play 480p games. Are you fucking serious?
No, they're not 480p because if they can deliver connection, on what they
with
say.
With your connection, it's
no,
probably.
No, my connection is a 5 megabit.
Fine. Well, we're talking realistically.
That's
though.
Like, yeah. We're talking when you look at the back of a PC box.
But
I'm
in a hypothetical situation that they are delivering on their promise. I am in a hypothetical
even if
area.
You're getting a full 720p video, you know it's going to be compressed. You know it's not going to look as good. I don't see any value for people who are already, you know, have adopted
gamers,
this technology.
Yeah.
You know, have invested thousands of dollars into a really expensive TV and sound system and all this.
And yeah, Chris, you said to me that it's like downloading a movie on Xbox Live or Netflix, whatever. There's that much of a difference between the two. And then why would you want to play a game with that
version.
Compression, with lesser resolution, when you can buy it at retail for the same price for the console
right.
that you own?
But you're missing my point of it. My point is that it would be a good area so that I could try shit out before I bought it.
It's oh, like okay, I would rent the game kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. So cuz I can rent the game first and play it on the on live service. And
so
I don't
you're
have
saying
to,
okay for $5 if it was $5 whatever you can rent the game then that would be worth it for sure.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're paying like
and, you know, if they can deliver on their promise.
Right.
And their promise what they're saying is with the 5 megabit connection, which is what I have, you can play games in 720p. And yes, they will be massively compressed. But if I like what I see on the on live service, then that gives me the opportunity to go out and buy the game.
So you'd buy like a demo machine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm just saying that to like that's basically what you would use it for.
Yeah, it would be like a little demo station. And you know, I would end up buying the little mini console and they're saying that that's going to be quote unquote fraction of the cost of a Wii, which who knows how much that's going to be. Mm-hmm. Could be 50, could be 100. So,
yeah, I love the renting idea, especially if you have one of those days where people come over and they're like, hey, dude, you have this game? You're like, oh, shit, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. And you're like, actually, we'll just check it up with this cloud thing I got here. And oh, look, I have it here. It's on special.
I've got
for
on live, dude. Let's play it in the cloud.
Yeah, cool.
Advertising agencies are going to be calling us right now.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do some live thing.
And we're like, no, we have to star in it as well.
It's awesome. My crisis.
Well,
on my Mac.
All right, let's wrap up. Final verdict. What do you guys think? Jeff, you go first.
Love the idea in theory. I think it's really cool, like a cool piece of tech, like virtual reality glasses were back in the day. Don't think it's going to catch on. I personally don't want it to catch on anytime soon because I love my media. I like going to the midnight releases. I like looking for like going to the actual store to pick up a game.
Mm-hmm.
It forces me to get outside, then I can come home and play my video games. And I think it's gonna fall flat on its face if it comes out when they say it's gonna come out. I think it's gonna basically be vaporware like the Phantom, poof, gone. Mm-hmm. And unless they sell it to somebody who sits on it for a while.
Okay,
cool.
Jason,
don't want it, don't need it. No, thank you. I have Steam. I'm very happy with that. I mean, at least I can play my stuff. You know, at full, you know, quality locally, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and
because Steam, you actually download the game, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Still
right.
Download it.
You download the game
and everything. It, so, and even that, I'm still like, you know, God damn it, I still have to be connected, you know, just to
right, right.
initially
just to play the game, you still have to be connected.
Yep. Which is a pain in the ass. And I've experienced it firsthand. It's like, you know, my fucking internet's down or something like that, or the network hiccup or
I can't
whatever.
Fucking play Peggle.
And I can't
and
fucking play Peggle, and nothing pisses me off more, you know?
And we didn't even talk about what happens if you have more than one gamer in the household. Do they have to have two memberships?
Yeah.
Like, is
I'm
your
sure.
account registered there? And then so, like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
I want to play this
yeah,
game.
That's true.
My brother or sister wants to play this game, or my wife, husband, whatever. And they can't, because how's it gonna work? We don't know. And it sounds like it's going to be registering like a gamer tag. You register it up, boom, anything download under that name, that's it. That's the only person who can play it.
Yeah.
Boo earns.
I don't know. That's a good question, though. I mean, I'd love to hear the answer to that question. But it would seem to me like it would be just like playing any other game two-player in your living room.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
Yeah. But what if you want to have a LAN party? Is you going to have a LAN party be like Left 4 Dead? Is everyone who's coming over who might not own the online need to download an account for it and be like, all right, we got all of our stuff here. Oh, crap. Now I got to sign up because I don't own the game. I couldn't rent the game. You know, I couldn't do this. So I have to sign up for a friggin' like weekend membership or something.
Yeah. And I'm sure developers are like, you know, well, fuck it. I don't care. You know, we're combating piracy. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
take that, piracy.
Money
yeah.
in your
yeah.
pocket, money.
But Tess is just a big pain in the ass. This is much worse than a lot of the DRM out there, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Chris?
Well, I think it's a pretty cool idea. I don't think it's going to replace what we've got now anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I think it's overly ambitious, and I don't think we have the internet broadband to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's cool. You know, what I saw, what I read, I thought it was an interesting idea. I'm not ready to get rid of all my games, but I would try it out. I would try it out.
I would too. As much as I'm like against the idea, I'm like, there's lots of good ideas going around here. So if Chris can do the marketing for it and he's like, yeah, $5 a month, I'll give that a shot. Totally. But I'm still expecting like $15, $20 a month just for the service.
Yeah, I'm expecting at least 10. At least 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say you have to pay for games and or rentals on top of that.
Right.
Fuck no.
But if it was like Xbox Live price, like $50 a year or $5 a month, I would do that.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I think most people would, yeah. Well, most people that have access and who give a shit about it.
Mm-hmm. Those who aren't at home listening to our podcast saying, who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right,
cool. So we move on to our second feature, Street Fighter.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? all right, cool. Should we let's hit up new releases real quick, and we'll wrap up.
Yes.
Next week, for the week of April 6th, for the Wii, we have Gravity, which is a puzzle game.
Gravity works.
I'm actually going to pull this up and make sure. Contains 100 levels packed with physical puzzles.
Here comes the hate mail from Repeat.
Hey, I'm reading. I'm reading it.
I know. You're doing good.
Place elements in the correct order to reach the next level. That sounds so
interesting.
Okay,
next game.
Next, Deer Drive. I'm not even going to bother.
Next game.
Escape the Museum.
That would sound like
I don't know. That sounds like one that...
or something.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, sounds boring. Okay. I'm getting hate mail from Pete right now. He's writing it to me. I can hear him typing.
Crikey, mates. This was done by an independent studio. And that's the best
Repeat's
Australian
English
I got.
Now.
Yeah.
Here's our pick of the week. Hannah Montana, the movie.
Yes.
The
that
movie?
Is Wii. That is the Wii.
The game of the movie.
The movie, the game.
The game. The movie, the game.
All right.
For DS. The DSi comes out next year on Sunday, actually. It's already out, so yay. Gravity comes out next week, and Hannah Montana the movie comes out next week for the DS.
Yes.
It's two great games to come out the week of the DSi. That's awesome. All right. 360 actually has a list worth something.
Cool.
Ninja Blade is coming next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The Ninja Gaiden with...
Rip-off.
Yeah, it's kind of a rip-off. It looks interesting, but
so
I...
negative.
I played the demo. It's meh.
I see a lot of QuickTime events.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty well. What bugged me is a lot between a lot of them. It has like a half second to a second pause, and it drives me insane. It doesn't really move too fluidly.
Gotcha. All right. Riddick comes out next week. Assault on
Darkness. Yeah.
Godfather 2. And Hannah Montana movie.
Yeah.
Yay. That's so exciting. PS3, Hannah Montana the movie, Godfather 2, and Riddick. For PS2, Guilty Gear, XX, is it XX or double X? How do they do that?
That one of the fighting games is one of the ones they tried to turn into like an action game.
Yeah, this is the one that was, wasn't this the one that was on Wii that got ported over?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So that's it for PS2. For PSP... we have Guilty Gear XX and Hammering Hero.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dragon Ball Evolution. Hammering Hero looks pretty interesting,
looks
actually.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a write up on it on VG Evo.
Yeah, Savory K did a write up on it at VG Evo, so you guys check that out. It's pretty good. All right, pick of the week.
Street Fighter 4. I'll be picking that up.
You what?
You'll be picking that up. Yeah.
Nice. I'm going Dark Athena, Chronicles of Riddick.
I'm with you on that.
Freaking
Jeff.
Awesome.
I'm sticking with Street Fighter 4.
I remember I kind of wasn't sure about the demo when I talked about it, but I played it a couple times since then. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it just reminded me back how much I loved the first game.
See, I never played the first game, this actually interests me a lot, but not for $60.
I'm interested.
I'll probably wait until it comes down a little bit.
You're getting two games for $60, dude.
Oh, is it two games?
Three games. You're getting Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, and Chronicles of Riddick, Attack on Dark Athena, and then you get the multiplayer.
That's a sweet-ass bargain.
That's a great fucking deal, dude.
I thought it was just a remake of Butcher Bay.
No, it's a remake plus Assault on Dark Athena.
Oh, cool.
You're getting the sequel and the first game for $60.
Dizanya. Well, either way, I agree. Chronicles of Riddick is my pick of the week as well.
Nice.
Cool.
Jason?
I'm not buying anything next week. Street Fighter 4.
I'm not buying anything next week either, but you don't have to buy it.
You got to pick of the week of this fucking these games, man. What? You can't say Street Fighter 4.
Nothing interests me. What am I supposed to do? Hammer and Hero.
There you go.
There we go.
All right.
Done.
That's what you do.
Much love, Kate.
I'm happy, man. Just yell something out.
Much love.
All right. Jason, your show again.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. We have one email, but before that, let me kind of remind everyone what our time frame is, right?
So we
record on Thursday nights, typically. All right, more often than not. There'll be off nights where we record on a Wednesday or whatever, but we'll typically let people know in the forum, you know?
Well ahead of time.
So the problem that we're having is we're getting emails and voicemails for questions of the week gone past, you know? And I apologize, and I know our scheduling is a little weird because we release on Monday, right? And then that only gives you guys 3.5 days to get in, you know, your communication to us before we record again on Thursday. So as such, I apologize. However, if you send it in late, there's not too much I can do. But I just wanted to get that date out there. Thursday nights is cut off.
Yes.
Hey, here's a
question. We'll start putting it in our Twitter too. So if you guys subscribe to Twitter, we'll start putting out if we have to do change, hey, something came up, we're recording Wednesday night. Get that stuff in.
That's a good idea, Jeff. You should do that.
I'm going to start doing that.
Cool.
When I usually post the show, I usually post the question of the week for topic as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Should we start posting the topic on the Friday after?
Sure. Why not.
And ruin the surprise?
Oh, noes!
But we always have it so cryptic, even though it's in the show notes. Oh, okay. I guess we could start doing that.
Yeah, that'll give some people a little more time. Mm-hmm. So, I'll start doing that. Tomorrow I'll post the new question of the week, and we'll see how it goes.
It does break my heart because I want to use these, but it's it's old stuff. And we get some really good voicemails and emails and stuff.
Like from Two Hands Revy.
Exactly.
Who thinks we hate him because we don't play his voicemails?
No, I'm I just listened to it tonight. I'm like, fuck, I wish I could have played this. Right. It'd have been good.
Play it anyway.
Right. He was talking about boobs.
Well, and that's why it was awesome. There's always time for boobs.
Well, yeah. All right. So we have just one regular email. This is from, it's from Necro again. He likes to write us.
Necro again.
Hey, Necro here. Since the question of the week was already answered last week, I got a few other questions for you. Question number one. Why no Resident Evil 5 love on the show? I've been playing the crap out of this game and think it's great. Get the fuck off of Street Fighter 4, you dorks.
Nice.
Why no Resident Evil 5 love?
Because none of us bought it?
I gameplayed it. It's been sitting in the envelope for 2 weeks.
Well, take out Street Fighter 4 for a day.
Why? I still want to play it.
I shouldn't really talk.
But there's too many other games that I'm playing right now. It just came out at the wrong time.
If I give up Street Fighter 4 for one day, that's one day wasted in my training.
Your training?
Yeah, I'd revert back to Scrubville, and I'm mashing out uppercuts and shit with Ken. That's what
you
happens.
You don't want that.
I got to stay up on my game, man. All right, question number two. Obviously, anyone who knows me knows I'm a wrestling fan. WrestleMania's 25 will be just a week away by the time the show airs. So my question is, if the main event at WrestleMania 25 was the Indus Crew battling it out in a three-way match, who would win? And what would each of your gimmicks for your wrestling personalities be?
Oh, my God.
It's a tough one.
I really got to start reading these before we do the show.
No shit.
Think about it.
I didn't read this one either before we did the show.
I kind of like it that way, though. It puts me on the spot. Therefore, I will go last.
Jason, you read the thing first.
I read it last week and I forgot all about it, so I just read it.
Are
so
we I'm drunk?
What's that?
Because if we're drunk, Jason's definitely the first one to go down. If we're drunk.
No. I have mastered, I have power over Sailor Jerry now.
Do you?
He has no power over
You've
me.
Conquered him?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Problem is, Captain Morgan still fucks him up.
No. Not, actually, I'm on a bet. No.
No. Anyway. Just no.
What would my wrestling gimmick be? I don't know. I imagine I would have a luchador mask to some extent.
You'd be like Alfred. You'd run around this.
You'd have to be dressed up
like,
as
Rush.
Exactly. Yeah. And all of my moves would be like and El Fuerte kind of stole my gimmick, but I'd like the flying burrito and shit like that.
Flying burrito.
Yeah. Exactly. It was like a big elbow. It would be all Mexican based. That's my gimmick, as it were. I'm not going to let anybody know my secrets, obviously.
Chris, what's your gimmick?
I don't know.
You wouldn't be dressed up as like a PSU character.
Dude, I could see you as Vader. Like,
as Vader.
Not nice. Like Street, not like a Street Fighter. Not like Star
like
Wars
Soul
Vader.
Calibur Vader?
No, not even that Vader. But like, nobody knows but wrestling fans right now. I think Vader's dead right now. But the few wrestling fans that are listening are probably giggling right now. I gotta
probably.
Say.
We need to get Dale on for this question. Is he on Skype? No, he's not. Damn it.
I'd basically bring, I'd have two little things. I'd have, first of all, I'd have the Indus mic as like a weapon that I'd put down my pants. And then I'd have one of the Indus angels, most likely Tawny, in my corner.
As a ring
girl. I'd get her to distract my opponent. And at that point, I pull out the mic from my pants and smack one of you guys over the head and knock
best
you out.
Answer.
And boom.
Jeff wins.
1, 2, 3.
Jeff wins. I've got nothing.
Yeah. He's got the smarts. All right, cool. Jeff wins this three-way match. To finish up the email, also Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Yeah.
That's all he really says about it. Oh, yeah. Online co-op is going to rock. Ayane and Momiji for the win. That's from Necro.
Wait, did they say that? Is Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 going to have online co-op?
Yeah, I know.
But it's only it's only the trials, though. It's not the actual story game. It's not the campaign. But it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can do like, yeah, it looks, I saw a video. It looks pretty badass.
That'll sign
I think I'll be picking it up. I didn't pick it up on 360, but I think I will pick it up on PS3 Sigma 2.
You're like screaming into the mic, can you see my character? Because I can't.
Can you move the camera? What's happening over there? Are there any girls?
There are.
Oh shit.
I see blood everywhere.
Do you have any Mountain Dew?
Oh shit.
Oh man. Okay. What do we have left? Oh, question of the week.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Question of the week for next week is, community-made games, noticeably worth it or hardly noticeable?
Ooh, that's good.
You like that?
You just come up with that on the fly?
On the fly, dude.
Nice.
Didn't even have to think about it or anything.
Damn.
Bullshit. That's pretty awesome.
So, yeah, this isn't just about XNA either. You know, there's been other community-based game-making things.
Making awesome. Things.
Like, you know, iPhone apps or like Android.
You can make
apps.
iPhone apps and you could even go as far back as like the Net Euros, if anybody remembers what the hell that was. It wasn't exactly
Euros or Eurosy. I don't it Eurosy doesn't matter. I don't think many people
it wasn't
that.
Very Mantics. Practical, but it was still a community made it was a community made games with that. So
show enough. You know.
So, send your answers to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com or please send us a voicemail before Thursday. And that number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. That is Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
You can get us on Google Talk. That's
that
interactivedistractions
sexy.
At gmail.com. We are also on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's see what else.
Technically, yeah, we are.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeff's gonna start updating
Facebook
the Twitter.
Page
it looks like.
I am gonna start updating the Twitter because I can do that easily from work and stuff.
What about Facebook?
I can do Facebook too.
He was doing Facebook, for a while too. Yeah.
I was doing Facebook for a while, but then I kind of got busy at work for a bit, and I totally
that happens
slacked on it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you guys have anything to throw out there before we wrap up?
I do, actually. If anybody's already subscribed to the Gutex RSS feed, they probably already know this. But there's some dude named Ian who is a student in graphic design, but he's doing a student of film. And he's doing it on Street Fighter players, kind of doing like a little character profile piece. And just covering the whole Street Fighter scene in general. He's going out to a bunch of tournaments and taking a lot of footage and stuff. But he just released, finally, a trailer for his upcoming movie. And you can find that at igotnextmovie.com. I implore everyone to go check it out. You've heard?
And I've heard there's a little bit of Indus representation in that, if you look closely.
Oh, I've heard that too.
Inadvertently, yeah. Yeah, I was there at Final Rounds, and Ian was there filming and stuff. And also, because there's lots of footage of like Gutex and Mike Ross and stuff, and they used the actual arcade stick that I sold to Jeff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a Madcast, like standard edition. It's got green and blue buttons. Be on the lookout for it. You can be like, I listened to a show that the guy owns that stick.
I can sleep with that stick. Tanya is very jealous.
She is, actually. She told me about that. We've been getting closer as a result. You got to pay more attention to her, man. Anyway. But yeah, cool. Yeah, igotnext.com. He's supposed to be releasing like a 15 to 30 minute film that is his student project sometime next month in May. And then after that, he's shooting for like a full length, you know, feature length film. And he's going to be getting footage from, you know, some tournaments on the West Coast. And also Evo, which, you know, we've said is pretty much the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl
of fighting games.
You'll be there one day.
I also need to say that this is a student project. You know, he's not going to be charging any money for this. And plane tickets and equipment are a little expensive. So when you go to that site, there's going to be a donate link. So if you think that what he's doing is worth it, and I totally do, totally respect what he's doing, drop him some cash. Help the guy out. You can help make this project happen.
That's right.
It's on you.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, cool. The trailer's badass.
Yep. Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool.
And I got to apologize. This is probably not the first time that we're going to talk about this. I'm pretty sure we can get Ian on the show and stuff, and we might get it like a video review of the actual movie.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that's about it then, I guess. So hope you guys enjoyed the show.
I did.
If you did, tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, then please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So,
especially you on the Canadian side, guys, because I don't know if people know, but the Canadian iTunes and USA iTunes are separated, so...
Oh.
There's not too many Canadian reviews yet, and I can't see the American ones.
What?
So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, no, well, I don't know what's up with that.
We got
to
collaborate.
We're going to copy and paste some of the American ones and send them to you. I think we have like 20-something reviews now.
You can add all the ones that are on the American side. So it's like, Jeff Chorney.
Yeah, I can always do that too. Yeah, make a bunch of different things. Yeah, there we go.
This is virtual review. Like 30
coffee. Wait, oops.
All right, guys, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
So until next week, I am Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Yeah. Play Street Fighter and games. And we'll see you next week.
Cool.
Jason better have something new next week, I swear.
So fired.
That's cool. I got Street Fighter to play, yo.
That's right. It'll always be there for you.